Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
You set them up and I'll knock them back, Lloyd. One by one.
We are gonna read Booze News, cause it's really fun.
Once it hits your lips, it's so good.
And Rachel presents
Booze News, Booze News.
Yeah.
Booze News.
My name is Nigel, Jerry Lopez, filling in for Hammer. Guy likes a good beer from time to time. I got him off Heineken.
You did. A lot cheaper.
It's like, wait a minute. You drink Heineken? And I apologize to the people in the beer and wine industry. Heineken's not my favorite beer. And I got you switched over to what?
Miller's.
Right, yeah.
Tried to get me on Bud Lights, but I said no, Nigel.
You know, I think a lot of people in this state for a long time were surprised when they heard we didn't have happy hour.
I didn't know.
Or happy hour was outlawed.
Yeah, so I came from the service. I didn't know. When I moved back home in 06, there was no happy hour and there was no Sunday beer sales. And I wasn't used to either one of those.
Yes. So what I'm talking about when I say happy hour, there's two different distinctions. Bars and restaurants are allowed to have lower pricing specials, but they can only do it all day long, right? So, you know, $3 16-ounce Coors Lights on special today, right? When they're normally $4.50. But they can't change the pricing of the cocktails and the booze and the beer and the wine, whatever, for like 3 hours a day.
So like right after work.
Right after work, or maybe like when it's a little bit slow, restaurants and bars to get people to come in, to get people to come in to eat, they'll lower the prices of the drinks for like, you know, 3 hours. It's called happy hour.
Right.
And that's been outlawed here in Indiana since like 19, like in the 80s. They didn't have it. They tried to. They were trying to cut down on drunk driving. Well, the restaurant industry, the bar industry has spoken. Holcomb has listened. The governor has signed the bill lifting a ban on happy hour in Indiana. I think he's either signed it or he's signing it tonight or sometime today. And I think this is good for the bar industry, which hasn't fully recovered. Anybody in the restaurant and bar industry will say they haven't fully recovered from the pandemic. And I kind of want to correct him and say, you haven't fully recovered from the government shutting you down.
That's fair.
Really didn't need to. So now
you can get a discounted butt kicking in darts, you know, for
you're a dart guy. What's your bar?
Old Town Tavern.
Okay.
You better have a special happy hour.
And you and the spouse, you and the lovely lady.
We go run some darts. Yeah. Probably they've replaced the dartboard since I started playing, which says I probably bought the new electronic dartboard. But this thing says what, 15 hours a week?
Yeah, so what is that, 3 hours a day?
3 hours a day. So Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 and 3. So nothing
well,
after
yeah,
9 p.m.
Well, yeah, you can't lower the price late at night.
So maybe 4 to 7.
Yeah, something like that. That's like I lived in Texas. I lived in Austin, Texas for 2 years. Happy hour every day at any number of places on South Congress.
Texas still has freedom, though.
Right, but we're not talking about Austin, Texas, though. It's a little bluer there.
California V2?
Yes, exactly. So 15 hours and then... And then, yeah, of course, you could always do all-day beer specials. Some of those bars do that. But, like, you know, what's wrong with a bar? I never understood what was wrong with a bar trying to get more business to come in during its slowest times of the day.
I mean, listen.
By lowering its price.
If we want to be honest and they want to stop people from drunk driving, get rid of the parking lot. Problem solved.
Hop on the red line.
Get rid of the parking lot. It will decrease the chances of people drunk driving.